It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Higher Toys show off their updated Storm Shadow, more Super 7 reaction listings have appeared, and classified updates galore. We've had a rather busy day in the world of G.I. Joe news today. Let's start with Higher Toys as they revealed a brand new image of their upcoming exquisite mini-series 4-inch Storm Shadow. Not only did they reveal that both Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow would be shipping soon, but they also explained that the new figure would have the left arm tattoo sleeve that wasn't shown in the first set of product images. The tattoo is a callback to the website artwork version of the character, which we never ended up seeing in classified action figure form, due to the line design change towards a more vintage styling. It's great that they decided to add it to this figure, making it the only action figure to incorporate that new tattoo so far. The image also showed a glimpse into the packaging for the figures. It appears as though they will be on vintage-style carded bubbles with the classified-style website artwork. I quite like this as an idea and look forward to seeing the packaging in full very soon. Now, as we reported back when these figures were revealed, it's not that easy to get them outside of Asia. It does appear as though Robot Kingdom might be your best bet, so try their website out if you want to ensure you get these new Higher Toys figures. Next up, and BBTS decided today would be the day to drop a ton of new Super 7 reaction listings. Earlier in the day, we got a new Tiger Force green shirt, described as goggles down, brown Tiger Force version. Now, during our last interview with Brian Flynn of Super 7, he told us that there was one listing that hadn't been revealed for Tiger Force yet, and I can confirm that this is not what he was referring to. Yes, this is a brand new army builder variant, and we can indeed still expect to see another Tiger Force character joining the reaction line very soon. As well as that, BBTS also posted a Cobra Commander Funhouse robot, no doubt from the Funhouse Sunbow episode. Barbecue, Buzzer, a Joe Pilot face mask figure, General Hawk, and the Crimson Guard. All pretty self-explanatory, with the exception of the Joe Pilot, who sounds like a generic army builder as well. Now, it's safe to assume that we will be seeing the Super 7 official reveal of these figures soon, as well as images, so all will be revealed. You can pre-order all of them on the BBTS website right now, link in the description. If you thought that was it for the news today, then think again. Yes, we have some classified developments to discuss as well. Firstly, it would appear as though the Python Patrol Crimson Guard has a street date. G.I.J., aka 80s Toy Boy, on Twitter, posted an image of Target's internal system with the Kerouac internal code word with a June 1st street date. It's very likely that Tiger Force Dusty, aka Shakespeare, will also have the same date, although an image of that listing wasn't posted. I imagine there will be a social post on the day when these go up, or they will drop a live event on the 1st, and seeing as that falls on a Thursday, it could happen, but we will have to wait and see what updates Hasbro feed us until then. As well as that, Rock and Roll just decided to appear in stock on BBTS as well today, so if you haven't grabbed him yet, then go nuts, link in the description. Wow, what an insane day. Anyway, what do you guys think? Are you enjoying that Higher Toys update to Storm Shadow? Any of those reaction listings tickling your fancy parts? Excited for the new Target exclusive classified figures, and will you be getting classified Rock and Roll? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.